Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Quarter Life Queen podcast. I am so excited for you to hear my conversation with Allie Haida. Allie truly does it all. She is one of the co-owners of Happy Streets CrossFit Gym here in St. Louis. She also works in influencer partnerships with Chomps. Yes, that Chomps, the best beef jerky, and is also a mom, also side hustles, does all of the things. And when I think of the most healthy, holistic, calm, poised, wonderful person that I know, I think of Allie. And so it was really interesting for me to hear life in her early 20s as she is reflecting now in her 30s. And I was just really inspired by her story and her wisdom that she wants to pass on to you. So you are truly in for a treat in this week's episode. So be sure to listen to the end and enjoy.
Well, hello, Allie. Thank you for being here today.
Sue's excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. I know that it was one of your goals to be on a podcast this year. I don't know, like, this is top tier podcasting, but it's going to be fun.
That's it. I love it.
Yes. So I guess I'll speed this up a bit. Was going to SLU and I would go to our rec center. And I started to get very frustrated with our rec center because a lot of frat boys would just sit on the benches and take up space. And I was like, I'm not having this anymore. So I Googled CrossFit gyms near me because I had like heard about CrossFit before and like always thought it seemed interesting. And Happy Streets was the first one that came up. So I met with your husband, Brian. And I remember like I saw your profile picture on one of the classes. And I was like, she looks really intense. I'm kind of scared of her.
Why do I hear that? End,
yeah, but then you also ended up being like 8 months pregnant when I first met you. So that made you less intimidating.
Yeah. And here we are again, 7 months pregnant.
Yeah. So now, you know, you call in gym. You also work at Chomps. What's your title there?
I'm the influencer and partnerships manager at Chomps.
And you also are a mom and a friend and all the things. So take me back to when you were like 19 or 20. Like, where were you at in life? What was kind of your perspective on life? Yeah, just like, where were you at the beginning of your 20s?
Okay, yeah. So in my early 20s, I was... I guess 19, I was a freshman in college. I just started at the University of Miami in Florida. I was on the rowing team. I was just very lost, honestly. Like, was kind of dealing with a little bit of an eating disorder and didn't really know like what I wanted to do. I felt like I needed to be a biology major so I could go pre-med and like do that whole thing. I thought I wanted to go to med school. And was just like hyper focused on getting really good grades. I thought my grades had to be perfect. I got basically a 4.0 in college and was just like really killed myself to get good grades all the time. So it was like, I was like trying to perform and like make my parents really happy with what I was doing, but I wasn't really happy with what I was doing. I knew I was like wanting to be physical in some way. I think that's why I went the rowing route, but that wasn't like, I didn't have fun doing that coming from a background of playing soccer and figure skating. So I quit that after the first semester and transferred to Syracuse, where I think I was doing a little bit better, but instead of like focusing on this like eating disorder, that's how I was, you know, expressing my disdain for like my life in general and my choices. I kind of reverted the other way and went to alcohol, Adderall. Like, I was either partying or studying. Like, there was no in between. It was like I would literally pull an all-nighter, go take a test, take a nap, and then go out and rage. So it was like just chaos. Like, I was the girl in the sorority where if you wanted to go out on a Tuesday night, like, you came to find me. I was her. It was like, if you needed a drinking buddy, I was your go-to girl. So it was just tough because I felt very alone. My parents had just moved back to St. Louis. I was in Syracuse and I was in school. I had a lot of friends at school, but it was like they were kind of pissed at me all the time for doing stuff while I was drunk. Understandably so. Like
Fair enough.
I had a nickname. I was Lord Hummus Hands because I would like there was one time where I like grabbed hummus and like ran it through my hair while I was blacked out. Just like
Gosh.
dumb
That
stuff
is
like
so funny.
my first birthday, I just like ate butter, which thinking back on that now, I'm like, oh yeah, that's fine. But blacked out Allie eating butter on her 21st birthday was not the highlight of my time. So it was this just tough time of like kind of my friends just like putting up with me and me just like using alcohol and drugs to like numb myself from not feeling like I was enough or not having it figured out, 'cause I was still
Yeah.
studying a ton. I was really smart, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do with that. So it was like all I did was cl like my classwork and schoolwork. I didn't do anything outside of that to like, prepare for the MCATs, figure out what I wanted to do. Like I did one like shadowing thing at a hospital and I was just like, I don't like this. And also it's interrupting with my party schedule. So college was tough because like I had so much fun, and looking back on it, I like to like give myself a lot of grace and knowing that like
Yeah.
that needed to come out of my system in some way, somehow. And like whether it was the eating disorder or the partying and like drugs and alcohol, like there was a lot going on there, and like it needed to like come out of me before I could like move on and evolve. And I think I had to like learn those lessons the hard way. So it's like sometimes, throughout my 20s, I would be like really embarrassed about that time of my life where I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I was doing that. Like I literally like ruined my friendships. Like, oh, like I would feel really shameful about it. But at the same time, I'm like, I wouldn't be the person that I am today and care about the things that I care about in terms of health and wellness if I hadn't gone through that. So I graduated. I just like got a really like a job at the call center at Anheuser-Busch answering phones for 1-800-DIAL BUD. It was honestly wild. But then I moved into social media and it was like I was still living this double life where like during the week I was going to CrossFit, I was eating really well, doing all this stuff, but then at night, I would maybe go to happy hour with the team, or on the weekends, I was like going out with my coworkers and getting blacked out again. It still felt like this double life, but because I was like out of the college era, it felt like more of a like I started to really understand like what it was, and I think CrossFit really helped me with that of like exercise, nutrition, like a little bit of spirituality, a little bit of just like overall like holistic wellness. And I kept getting this like ping to like take months off of drinking. Like I'm gonna do 30 days of no alcohol. And I was working at a beer company, so that was like really weird. And like on Friday we always had beers at work during happy hour. Like in the office we'd go to the 8th floor bar and like drink and then finish out our work. And so people were like questioning me and like calling me weird and like just, but I was like, no, like I need to do this. And I would feel so good after doing that. Kind of awkward at first to like have weekends where I wasn't drinking. I would like go hang out with my dad or like something because I was like, I don't know what to do with my time. But slowly I like started picking up hobbies and like figuring out other things that I like to do and like realizing who I was as a person. So that started to like pull me out of it. And once I started doing that more often, like I would do it in January every year for Dry January. And then like I would start doing it every few months. And I was like, why am I working at a beer company?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like drinking. It makes me feel terrible. And so I ended up like making a plan to quit that job. I had no job lined up. My boyfriend, now husband, Brian, at the time, he had just quit his job too. This was like post-COVID, but we both quit our jobs in 2021 and had no plans. We were like, okay, well, we'll figure it out. And I just needed some time to like kind of overcome that burnout of like the corporate life and just like being in a really toxic work culture that was
Yeah.
going against my like values and my, desire to be healthy. And a few weeks later, we were enjoying our kind of unemployment. We went to get breakfast sandwiches at this cute little place called Songbird. And we were like, oh wow, look at that building across the street. That it says for lease. So we went over and we checked it out. And then a month later, Happy Streets opened.
A
So
month later, that's crazy.
yeah, literally it happened so fast. Like, it was really scary to like do something like quit my corporate job that was like providing benefits and a 401k and like all
Yeah.
this. But like sometimes when that like pull is so hard to like get out of something and do something different. Like, I didn't know what was next, but I knew that I needed to stop doing what I was doing. Like, you just have to like take the leap and
Yeah,
change. And
yeah.
it's scary, but like that happened. And so then we spent the next 5 months like opening up the gym, building out the gym, doing all that stuff. And that was really fun before I kind of got back into remote work, which has been nice to like be able to balance my personal life and my wellness way better than like working in an office. I think everyone's kind of different in that, but that's really helped me. And I was able to like start coaching nutrition and coaching CrossFit classes and doing more like wellness things besides just like my office job, because I felt like my identity when I was working at Anheuser-Busch, like I worked at Bud Light, like that was my identity, and I didn't want that. Like, I didn't want people to think of me like that. So it
Yeah.
was like I needed to make some crazy changes, and here we are.
Yeah, that's so good. And there's so much there. And I haven't necessarily experienced this like working at a university, but I think that a lot of people new to the corporate world maybe like weren't expecting that. But there is a culture, whether that be around something like drinking or whether it be around something totally different. Like that's just something that you don't necessarily want to like associate yourself with or engage with. Like it could be a number of things. And like you said, it is really awkward to be the one who's like, I'm not going to do it. And I think that there's some cases where you can balance that. But when it got to a point like for you where it was just really going against your values, like I do think that's a realistic time to like take a step back and maybe like not pursue that job anymore. And I think that can be really scary, especially when you're young and like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure that you have to like build up your resume and get the right experience and you need to stay this amount of years or else it doesn't look good. When it's like, well, when it's actually like affecting your life and the person you want to be, like it's just not worth it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I, 'cause those things all make sense to me. Like, I was staying at the job because my parents thought it was a good idea. Like, I
Yeah.
brought up being unhappy, and my mom was like, well, you get really good benefits and your 401k is amazing. Like, why would you leave that? And it's like, well,
Yeah.
because I hate it and it's against what I believe in. So it's like your 20s are really this time where you're like figuring out what is important to you and following that. It's
Yeah.
like you can continue to do the things that you should do or that society, your parents, whoever says you should do. But at the end of the day, like you're the creator of your life and you get to choose like what path you go down. So it's
Yeah.
like if you don't want to be in a toxic place with a heavy drinking culture and people that go out to eat to, garbage restaurants. And like that was a big
Oh,
thing
yeah.
in the workplace. It's like going out to eat all the time. And it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yes.
me, working remotely is great because it kind of like cuts out all the crap about workplaces that I don't like. It's like the small talk that I don't need to participate, the happy hours, the lunches. Like I can make my own food at home. I can go right into from my work day into hanging out with my kid, or going over to the gym and spending time there. Like I've found other ways to like get the parts of work that I do like, of like that, human connection and stuff. Like I get that through the gym now, but it's like being like taking those risks and like finding the pockets of like not being afraid to step out of the comfort zone of doing what maybe everybody else is doing or what your parents or society is telling you you should do, and then following what you know deep down is what you want to be doing or what like who you want to become. And it's really scary, but the tw your 20s are really when you can kind of transform through that. And then you get to your 30s. Some people haven't figured that out yet, and that's okay. But you look back and you're like, oh wow, like they're still doing like that stuff that we were doing in our 20s, and it's kind of crazy. So it's like, don't be afraid to take the leap, because you'll get to your 30s. And if you're still doing that same shit, people are like, eh, cringe.
And I think that I found, and this is your story as well, like when you honor those values, like you're typically like rewarded. Like it's really hard in the moment, but I feel like you have to trust that it comes to fruition. And so like where had you ever like had the thought of like opening a gym like ever crossed your mind before? Or like was that something that you guys had already been talking about? Or was it just like super random?
We had definitely talked about it. Like Brian and Tyler had already started their LLC, and like, they've been personal training and like small things. So it wasn't like an official brick and mortar gym. And we had been looking at buildings. They had almost opened a space like right before COVID started. I wasn't really involved in that one, but then COVID happened. Like literally they signed the lease in like March of 2020, but that fell
Oh
through.
my gosh, that's crazy.
It was actually like a godsend that fell through, because that would have been tough uphill battle. But so we were still sort of looking throughout COVID and had gone to a few buildings. But I remember one time sitting down with Brian when we were early in our dating, and I was like, why don't you own your own gym? You should. And he like kind of like we were at breakfast and he kind of interviewed me there, because I was like, I can like help with some of that stuff. And he's like looking, and I was like, I mean, I can do like all the stuff on the internet, all the things, which is funny because that's what I do for Happy Streets now. It's like just back end stuff. And yeah, so it was like kind of like in the works for a while before then, but it was like, oh my gosh, this is the spot. Like, this is such a good location. It was really like already, we didn't have to do any build out, which was really nice. We could just like buy the equipment, go and start working out. We didn't even paint the walls. Like, we just, it
Yeah,
was
some of those early photos of just like the white walls are so funny.
is funny, but it's come a long way. And it's just so like kismet how it kind of all came together. It was, just took like both of us quitting our jobs and being like, we knew that what we were doing wasn't what we wanted to be doing, and something better was on the other side, and taking that leap like was so worth it.
That's awesome. And how long has the gym been open now?
We're coming up on 4 years in September. So we opened
That's
in
crazy.
2021, and now, yeah, September 2025 will be 4 years.
So I feel like, a lot of people in their 20s are like, that's the dream. Like, I want to get there. Like, my life will be perfect when I finally like get that dream job, or like I finally like start the business I want to do. But I'm sure that once you arrive, you haven't actually arrived. You're like just facing like a whole other challenge. So, I think that you can like acknowledge like the success that you've had and the win that like the gym is, but like how do you still navigate like just dealing with everyday challenges and like staying optimistic when it still is hard?
Yeah, I mean, It wasn't easy when we opened the gym, and for the first 2 years, like Brian coached every single class. It was a lot of work and, a lot of challenges of, figuring out how to run a business. Like none of us had ran our own businesses before. So that was a big challenge. And I think even as I progress in my career outside of the gym, it's like, I've always wanted, there's a different parts of my career that I didn't like and things that I do like. And I feel like it's like always, I think my best advice is like making the most of what you have and like understanding what you don't want. So you can be really clear in how you communicate with other people, like where you need help. And so like kind of not being afraid to ask for help is how I've been dealing with a lot of challenges lately, especially with having kids now. I can't do it all myself, and that has been like the biggest challenge to yet, because I think something I deal with now is just like kind of being a perfectionist and wanting to like do it all myself and having a lot of control over things and being able to like kind of step back and allow other people to help and pitch in, because I know that I can't do it all myself, even though I think I want to. But at the same time, like still being optimistic in the fact, like I do a lot of reflecting and looking back on how far I've come, and especially in the last 10 years. Like I think about, I'm turning 33 this year. I think about where I was when I was 23, and it was like a dark, dark place. Like I was super depressed. I was turning to drugs and alcohol and, hooking up with guys and having like being in this toxic workplace. And it's just like, I didn't think there was a way out of that. And so I have to really stop and pause and be like, wow, I really got myself out of that. Like I'm capable of doing anything. And so for someone that might be in the depths of that, where they're not happy with their lives, like think about where you want to be in 10 years and like just start finding those little pockets of your life now that you can change and that you do have control over, regardless of resources. Like if you want to be healthier, like go outside, go for a walk, like start with your fitness, start with your nutrition. It's like there are ways to get out of that. And it sometimes it seemed like the slowest process ever. And if I were to go back, I would have made decisions quicker. But like I said, I think I had to go through some of that. So I'm happy
That's fair.
at how long it took me, but just like being able to look back and be like, wow, I've come a long way, and I can trust myself now. Because back then I didn't trust myself when I was feeling those urges to like do something different or to go against the grain of what other people were saying I should do. And now I can trust myself because I'm like, oh, all of those decisions led me to where I am now, and I'm really grateful for this life that I've built. So I'm going to keep trusting myself because I'm just going to continue dealing with challenges. It's not like you get out of your 20s and all of a sudden it's rainbows. Now I have a toddler to handle and a baby on, like they test me in different ways. So yeah, really just being able to trust yourself and the decisions that you think are gonna put you in the place that you want to be, but also just being grateful for where you're at and how far you've come.
Yeah, that's good. And I think that, like, people in their 20s and, like, me especially, like, can struggle with perspective. And I think with people around you doing so many different things. Some people are moms at 23. Some people are, in school or working, or, that sometimes you can feel like it's too late to make a change. But you just don't have the perspective that there's still so much life ahead of you, and like you can start right now. And I've been looking at it's Psalm 23. You probably know it, but it's like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Like, that's on every grandma's pillow ever. But there's a different translation that says, like, the Lord is my shepherd, I have what I need. And I think that there's a reality that in every season of your life, you have everything that you need to be successful. It's just whether or not you decide use it, you know, or to like activate it in that way. And so, you know, when you're in like the depths of, you know, not liking where you work, you know, turning to different vices, like the reality is, like, you have every opportunity to, you know, wake up the next day and go to the gym, to, you know, make a healthy choice, to say no. And sometimes, you know, that takes more practice or more support in one scenario versus another. But you do really have the capability to make change, especially when you have like positive people and support around you. So I think that's good wisdom.
I love that too, because I definitely felt that where I thought it was too late to make changes. I always thought about going back to school, and then as I got to like 25, I'm like, I'm too old to go back to school. Like, just kind of like putting things off. Like, I'm too, like, it's too late to start my own business. Like, those are just excuses. Like, especially you have so much time left, so much, like, that's the time to take those jumps and make those, you know, take those risks. So I love that, and yeah, just
And I'd be interested to kind of hear your take on this, just because that's like what you do at Chomps now, is working with influencers. But I think what contributes to that a lot is that not only are you like have more exposure to your other friends or like random people you went to high school with through social media, but you're also seeing people your age, but they're living in $500,000 houses or, you know, doing all these crazy things because they're influencers or getting all the streets. And so I feel like that comparison game is even harder, but you might be able to speak to like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. These people are living completely different lives. Like, you don't need to, like, just like that comparison game is just like so not helpful.
not helpful at all. It's like at the end of the day, like, you need to do what you want to do, not what you, that's the definition of like should. It's societal pressure of, oh, I need to get this Birkin bag because everyone has it. Like, I'm not a purse person, but I found myself in my 20s like buying things because other people, like designer things because other people had them. Like, I don't wear a lot of jewelry or wear like a lot of designer clothes, or that's not my thing, like at all. I'm investing in organic food and you know, non-toxic cleaning supplies for my house. Like, so kind of,
Your air filter.
yeah, your 20s are also a big time to kind of like figure out what your like financial priorities are. And if I were to like, the one thing I hated that the most, outside of all the behaviors and things that I did, and you know, like those vices, were like buying things and like wasting my money on shit that I did not care about, whether it was like trips with people I didn't care about that were not good friends to me, but I would like overextend myself and things. It's like, I don't need to go on every single bachelorette and go to every single wedding for people that like I don't foresee the friendship lasting. Like, you become friends with people in college, and then like, I mean, I'm 33 now, and like I keep in touch with like three people from college and like one person from high school. Like, you're not gonna be so tight with those people because everyone's priorities change. And so I kind of wish I had seen the writing on the wall a little bit sooner, and not like tried to keep up with the Joneses. You know, that's kind of my biggest takeaway from your 20s, is really figuring out like, what do I care? I think actually I'll bring up a story about you when you first joined the gym. Sure.
Brian
You
loves this story.
had a conversation with Brian about like finances, and you know, I didn't realize how young you were until I met you, because Brian's telling me about this new girl, Susie, that's coming to the gym, and he's just talk like, I assumed you were like, you know, maybe in your later 20s or something, and you said something of like, your bank account is like a reflection of who you are as a person. So
Yeah,
if
or just like what's important to you.
Yeah, so if like that amount of money is coming out of your bank every month for the gym, like that's the kind of person you wanted to be. And I was like, that is so wise. Like, what a wise soul. And then you show up and you're like 22, and I'm like, who is Susie? Like, she's got it together. I was like, Man, I needed Susie in my life when I was that age. I needed a good role model like you, because that's
Thanks.
not what I was thinking about.
Yeah, well, it's like I'm sure you know, like, the cat's out of the bag. Like CrossFit is more expensive than going to like Planet Fitness, unfortunately. But like, especially while I was still in college, like you see your peers spending like $100 at the bar every weekend. And so it's like at the end of the day, like I'm gonna spend that money anyway. Or there's opportunity to spend it anyways. And so, how do I want to invest in my life? And like it can be hard to invest in that. It can be hard to invest in like tithing or, going like getting, better groceries at the grocery store. But I would much rather, spend my money on that than like going out to dinner. Like, oh my gosh, adulting, going out to dinner is like a minimum of like $50 for two people in this economy. Like, I am more than happy to like have dinner at home and like go to the gym the next day and like be in community of like-minded people, So.
You are wise beyond your years, Susie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, but I think that just like goes to, your point from the very beginning is like really like sit down and like evaluate like what are your values? Like I know Brené Brown like has this like values inventory that I've done at work. I've done it at an internship. Like a lot of people I think utilize it. But I do think it's important to really narrow down what's important to you or what you would want to be important to you. Like maybe you're not in the place where you're actively pursuing like health and wellness, but that's something that you want to do. Like what are small, and you're the habits queen. Like, taking small steps to put that into practice. I'm sure you didn't like you kind of shared in your story, like you didn't just quit, like wake up one day, decide to not drink, quit your job. Like it didn't all happen in one day. It was slowly like rewiring yourself, and picking up different habits. And so it takes time and it takes patience. But when you're like faithful and when you, are accountable to that, it transforms your life, truly.
Literally, I'm a completely different person than I was 10 years ago.
I know it's so funny. Like, my random friend who listens to this doesn't know you, but like just hearing you talk about that is just insane because like that is just like so different from who you are now. Like, I know you as a mom that was 8 months pregnant doing like back squats at the gym and like gets really excited about like her new air purifiers. And so to say you're like your hummus hands, I'm like, what in the world? Like, that sounds like two completely different people.
If I was a really good content creator, which I'm not, because I grew up with the internet, but I missed the train of like understanding how to make videos on TikTok. So that's the millennial in me. But I would definitely share more about my transformation, because there are more videos and stories out there like that for sure. But 22-year-old Allie would have never guessed that this is where I would be today, with my plants and my garden and my air,
Yes.
all the red lights in my house, and just I'm planning a home birth in October. I would have never, I remember being in college and being like, ew, I'm never having a like I'm never giving birth. I'm gonna have elective C-sections. I don't want to do that. Like, and here we are giving a planning a home birth for baby number two. So
That's
it's pretty
awesome.
crazy where you can end up when you really start trusting yourself and listening to those values. And I think that's a really good exercise. Brené Brown has a great one. There's tons of exercises you can find. ChatGPT probably has some great journal prompts out there for you, but just like
Facts.
in with yourself, like, I remember when I first started journaling, I was like, what do I write down here? Like,
Yeah.
what do I even care about? Like, I don't know. Like, I just started writing all the things I didn't like about myself. And I was like, I feel like this is a bad way to journal. I should write about like what I want to, like what I do like about myself and where I do want to be, like focusing on the positive a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've always been a journaler. I don't know, maybe it's like the only child in me just like needing something to do. But I do feel like it allows me to be introspective and kind of notice some like ways that you handle things or feel about things. And can just help you going forward. But yeah, I feel like I could ask you like a million more questions. So maybe you'll just have to come back onto the podcast another time.
Never say
But
you.
but thank you so much just for, yeah, being vulnerable and sharing that. And I think that a lot of people will resonate with different parts of your story. And feel really encouraged to know that there's possibility that they can get to a better place like where you are now. But I'll shameless plug Happy Streets, Habits Mommy, Instagram, and
Happy
all the things.
habits, mommy. Reach out.
Yeah.
He's here for you in the DMs if anyone wants to chat.
Yeah, if you're in St. Louis, you need a cute nutrition coach, you know where to find her.
Thanks, Suze.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Quarter Life Queen podcast. Details about our guest, as well as any other information discussed in this episode, will be in the show notes below, so be sure to check it out. And if you have any questions, requests, or anything at all, be sure to email quarterlifequeenpod@gmail.com. Thank you so much.